Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
How are you guys doing today? I did a little little video for you on Twitter. That was an artistic video. You can see my eyes. I guess eyeglasses glow in the dark, but it's just to tell you that, you know, about the Dove Knight Matter Part 2. The album is out as an artist, and to know that I'm back as a podcaster. Now, I am going to do future videos where you will see my face, the real Dove Knight, without the special effects. You can see me in sunglasses without any special effects in a video. I really want to get to know you. You know the song that I released last year? The song that I, you know, co-written, it was a joy to make. It was a song that I'd done on the spot. Here it is.
You to think I'm cool, but I don't know how to talk to you. I don't know how to approach you.
I really want to get to know you. You can find that on the Dove Knight Matter Part 2, and you can also, it's also on, you can find it on Spotify, Deezer, iTunes. You can play it for free if you want, because it's a joy to make music as a professional singer-songwriter. The important message that I do in podcasts is to be positive and to not only to talk about my music, but also to talk about what's going on in philosophical terms of being positive and in things that are related to me that are really important in general. You know, basic common sense. So that's where it is. Being a podcaster for many years, it was a joy. And it's part of that whole dream, since I have for young, to do what I'm doing now is to be an artist. Because that's part of why I do pop and rock songs. I consider myself a pop rock singer, but doing this song is an illustration of why I write, because it's about talking about good things, love, which I prefer, but also talking about things that are sometimes a little darker, but at the same time, putting a positive spin that everything's going to be okay, because I'm a positive person.
I tried to be the best I could be. So I tried very hard at my school in order to succeed. But then things.
You know, the tragedy is not what I am. It's just a song about that you just heard. So it's like rock. It's got like a kind of table country rock. You can say because of the guitar, you know, it's a mixture of different genres, but as I say, it's on the Dove Knight Matter Part 2's encompass all the hits that and releases that I made over the last few years, the pop and rock. And the rock and roll music that I make is to talk about and to spill out any concerns I have about what's the situations that I went through. And tragedy is not what I am. It's about that. It's about overcoming obstacles by being positive and going for dreams, which is to live good, be happy, and to persevere through crises. And that could be an important song for, like, you know, with this COVID pandemic, you know, that we're going to get through it, that it was a bad situation, but we're going to transcend it and still be, you know, turn out to be okay, you know, by distancing ourselves, wearing masks, and keeping safe. And that way we won't get this terrible disease. And that's what the song is about, is overcoming obstacles. And for me, it's also, I've written it about it because I went through a lot in my life of so many trials and tribulations of homelessness in Southern California, and many rejections by people who told me that I was crazy to make music. And my stance is that if I'm living, whether I'm living in San Gabriel Valley or if I'm living in Orange County, or whether I'm living in San Fernando Valley or, you know, I'm living near, you know, Hollywood, you know, in the perimeters of it. I'm in Hollywood. Hollywood is not just in the city; it's outside of it too, nearby. Whether I live 15 miles away or 10 miles away or 20 miles away, I can still get to Hollywood and sing. But also, there are companies and acting companies and music companies and so on that are not just in the city but outside the city too, like in Sherman Oaks or et cetera, et cetera. So I think this is a place where people can realize their dreams to be artists. And I bring that up so many times because I keep getting told that I'm too ugly, too fat, too this and that. And when I listen to the haters and the naysayers, I realize that something was wrong with them. And I talk about these issues all the time because I guess because they were jealous of my craft and my songwriting. In fact, when it comes to my songwriting, they wanted to take it away, take my dreams away. They made up stories about telling other people in the industry about me, not to sign me, etc. I didn't want to listen to that negativity, but I realized they were trying to make me a tragedy, and that's so evil. And that's why I emphasize that to not let people's dreams be taken away. And I can't let someone take my dreams away because I deal with this every day. I deal with hoodlums who don't have no capacity to understand seeing somebody with talent or ambition like me, or someone who wants to live life on their terms and try to hinder it. It happens all the time. And that is, unfortunately, the price to pay if you have some kind of talent or some kind of gift that you want to give to the world in some form or another. And that is what they want to do. Make people who are gifted take away their dreams like me and make me a tragedy. And I want to say, I'm not a tragedy, I'm a winner. And that's why I bring it up, because I want to be positive. And that's what tragedy is, not what I am. Talked about school, you know. You want to be a doctor, a lawyer, business person, no matter what age, shape, or size. You know, go for your dream, whether you want to be a singer or songwriter or not. They judge me by the way I look, because I was too old to be in the industry. I'm too fat, all that. I hear it every single day. They even said that because, I have to be a certain type of employment. I have to do this. And that is not how people should be judged or be harassed on a daily basis. And I apologize if I bring this up, but that is important why I bring up that song, because it's important to go for your dream and to realize what you want to do and to be happy at what we're doing. And that's why I do podcasts to express these topics, because I go through it each day in one way or the other, whether it's online or whether I come across people. And again, if people want to contact me about anything related to music, then they do it directly by emails or contact. I have these individuals come over and say, oh, this person came over, blah, blah, blah. I don't want to listen to that. Listen to the real person. Listen to the positivity. And that's why I do these podcasts. And tragedy is not what I am. It's so positive because, it illustrates overcoming adversity, overcoming the haters, and overcoming the COVID pandemic, that we can all persevere and live and be happy and be left alone. And also emphasize for everyone like me who's out here, whether you're living in Hollywood or nearby, 15 miles away or 20 miles away or wherever, this is still in Hollywood. This ain't no little place or some place where you can forget about being in the arts. I mean, yeah, I am realistic. I'm realistic, truly. But I'm doing the best I can to realize my dreams and to do what I need to do to be positive. And to not to hinder anyone else who wants to go for their dreams. And also at the same time to stay healthy, to keep sane, keep safe, so I can stay alive. And to know that tragedy is not what I am. And if you like that song, you can listen to it. You can listen to it on Spotify. You can listen to it on Deezer, etc. It's important that I talk about these issues, and I'm going to talk about it again because that was the inspiration. And, you know, this is the lyrics about, you know, school when I was young and falling and then hanging out with the wrong crowd. And that is why I try to make sure I stay positive and in my personal life who I hang around with. Because if I hang out with the wrong crowd who want to hinder and tear me down, that's exactly what will happen. Because negative people brings negative consequences. I want to be positive because I'm a positive person. Positive people bring positive consequences. We let people live. If we don't like something or whatever, judgment, that is not called for. I have to be positive. Positive people brings positive consequences, and I choose to be positive and hang around with the positive. The next song that I'm going to release, I have released, it's already out on Spotify, Deezer, and it's related to the Dove Night Matter Part 2. It is called Unique. That's about another song about overcoming obstacles. It was my song about what I experienced coming to Hollywood to be a star. I had my suitcase. I landed in downtown LA.